It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning all across the great state of Michigan, June 5th. David Bahnsen is with us, founder, managing partner, chief investment officer of the Bahnsen Group, and also J.P. Morgan Chase shareholder. That'll become important in just a moment. Also the host of the wonderful podcast over at National Review, Capital Record. David, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate you being here. We'll talk in just a bit about J.P. Morgan Chase and the speech you gave earlier in May. I did want to ask, because you are so sharp on the markets, about the debt ceiling deal, which is now a law. The president signed it at the tail end of last week. What did you think about the final product? Is it a tiny first step, as many people have said? Kevin McCarthy thought it was great. Others said maybe a single. How do you judge what actually ended up coming from these negotiations and the debt ceiling limit increase for the next 2 years?
Yeah, I think that you have to deem it to be at least a single, maybe a double. But what I mean by that is not just kind of what's in the policy of it, you know, calling back some of this money to the IRS, getting some spending freezes in place, work requirements on the food stamps deal, I think was one of the best parts about it. However, the main thing to me is that we started a conversation that we had lost, which is, hey, we're spending way too much money and this excessive indebtedness is a bad deal. And it's something I think Republicans had sort of stopped talking about in the prior administration. And I'd like to see that conversation come back. There's only so much you can do in divided government. President Biden learned the hard way that he wasn't going to be able to stop some form of dealing with the House on this once Speaker McCarthy passed his own debt ceiling increase bill. So they made modest ramifications here. Both sides can kind of claim political victory. But economically, I think the biggest issue is, do we at least prepare ourselves to start for real meaningful reform with spending? I think we have a lot of work to do there. But this bill is, a good single in the right direction.
David Bahnsen with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. You are a J.P. Morgan Chase shareholder and spoke at a May 16th shareholder meeting. What did you tell them? And this has to go with, this goes along with J.P. Morgan Chase being rated as among the worst of the worst companies, most hostile to conservative values. What did you tell them? What changes did you want to see?
Well, one of the reasons that their score is so bad in that index is because they refused to take the survey that would give them a lot more points towards it. You know, you score higher on a survey when you're willing to take the survey, and they and they have a lot of circumstantial evidence that they are doing some bad things, and they aren't doing much to sort of dissuade us of that. I've been a shareholder for 14 years. I own over $100 million of the stock on behalf of clients. I have a large position myself personally. So I did not bring this resolution forward as an activist. I did it as a shareholder. I think they're a really good company. They're really good at what they do, and I want them to not do knucklehead things like refuse to open accounts for conservatives or religious liberty advocates or so forth. And I don't think that they are doing that at the behest of Park Avenue. I don't think their C-suite, their corporate management, is saying, hey, let's go out and discriminate against Christians or conservatives today. I think it happens at a local level or a regional level. You get some woke compliance officer in Kansas who closes an account for no reason, and that it's hard for them to have the controls to stop it. So I wrote a resolution asking them to run an internal investigation of what happened so far and what kind of controls can be put in place to keep it from happening. They refused to take that resolution on, even though it was perfectly within my rights as a shareholder, and the SEC ruled in my favor that they had to take that resolution on. It obviously was voted down at the shareholder meeting. All these resolutions generally are when the board of directors doesn't support it. But what we got out of it is Jamie Dimon himself, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, swearing from the microphone that they are not discriminating, that they will not tolerate it. I think right now they're under a microscope. This whole thing got front page Wall Street Journal. Mm-hmm. I've done over 50 press appearances about it. I think that there's a huge microscope on them now to make sure that they stop this behavior, even if it had been rogue behavior.
You say your website, Bahnsen.com, BAHNSEN.com, engagement with management has been constructive. I do expect operational changes to come because of the light that has been shined. So what have those conversations been like, and what possible changes do you see moving forward that perhaps would not include the approval of at the shareholders meeting?
Yeah, it's hard for some people on our side of the aisle to see this as a positive, but when management swears that something isn't happening that we know is happening, I take that as a good sign. Because if instead they were saying, oh, yeah, it is happening and we don't care, we want to keep doing it. If you're not going to tell us your donors, we're not going to open accounts for you. If you're not going to swear to certain DEI or ESG type, you know, demands, then we're not going to bank you. If they were leaning in to this wokeness, then to me that would be really problematic. But they're doing the opposite. Now, they're being disingenuous, and I don't think they're practicing what they preach, but they're at least preaching the right thing. They're saying, no, we don't want to do it. We do want to bank religious conservative organizations and blah, blah, blah. So all that to say that right now I think management has been very forthright with us, that they did provide different explanations for what happened with some of these accounts that were more, you know, notoriously closed. And those explanations were unsatisfying. They gave contradictory answers. On a go-forward basis, we're going to be watching it closely. We had 19 state attorney generals and 14 state financial officers also join in our effort that have also observed some of this behavior. That's the kind of political pressure you want. And all I want is to make shareholder pressure. My argument is not because I'm a conservative, don't do this. Because I'm a Christian, don't do this. My argument is because I'm a shareholder and I think you owe a fiduciary duty to the value of our investment, don't do this.
You got about 60 seconds, David. You mentioned debanking and not doing business with certain companies or not processing charges for gun companies, these things we've heard about. Has that been a problem specifically at Chase? JP Morgan Chase is one of the biggest banks in the country.
Yeah, I think that it has been on the margin a problem for them. But I got an incident report of an incident with a former governor and former senator of the great state of Kansas, Sam Brownback, of a group he was a part of having their account closed. And I didn't believe it. So I decided to look into it further and became convinced it had happened. And then we got reports of several other organizations on top. Like I said, they're a giant bank. They're the largest in the country and one of the largest in the world. And so I think that they have complexity in managing the processes, but that just intensifies the argument for what I'm doing. That puts more pressure on them to make sure it doesn't happen. It doesn't give them an excuse when it does happen.
David Bahnsen of the Bahnsen Group. You can find more at bahnsengroup.com, BAHNSEN. Also, check out his podcast over at National Review and where you find audio, Capitol Record with David Bahnsen. David, thanks so much for jumping on this morning. Best of luck with this effort, JP Morgan Chase.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by Healthy Cell. Just launched the new Joint Health and Mobility Gel Pack. It's an orange-flavored gel vitamin, and it gives you the joint support you want with great ingredients all in one gel pack. So check out Healthy Cell at HealthyCell.com. Use the promo code Gruber to save 20% over at HealthyCell.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill, Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no! You gotta turn around! Start paddling!
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.